Izzy, lovely to see you. This is like your backyard, isn't it?
Yeah, very lucky. A local event for me. Beautiful, very exciting. David Howden's taking the bull by the horns and putting on a fantastic show for us. So it's really exciting for the future.
And isn't it great to see some crowds? Because, of course, last year, the inaugural event, behind closed doors, of course, live streaming so we could watch it. But great to savour that atmosphere now.
Absolutely, and it's great for our young horses that have come here. You know, they really haven't seen people, so they come here and have been a little bit, oh, what's that? But it changes the atmosphere for the better, so it's fantastic to have people back.
Now, we're obviously catching up with you straight after cross country. I'm intrigued to get your thoughts on this course.
Oh, it's a really good course. David Evans, he's a great course designer. The horses come off the track smiling, riders smiling, and that's what, at this level, that's what we need. It's confidence building and feeling good, but there's plenty to do out there, and the terrain makes it tougher than just a plain flat course.
Now, it's a busy autumn for you. It's pretty hectic. Firstly, hugely congratulations on being selected for the Europeans. How do you feel preparations are going leading up to that?
Yeah, very good. Europeans are in 2 weeks. We're at Blenheim next week, another nice local one, which is great. It means I can go to the event and go home to get the European horse ready. All very exciting for Switzerland.
Tell us a little bit about this horse, Monkeying Around, is that right? Yeah. How do you feel preparations are going? I mean, it's a really hectic time for you guys, and we're kind of making up for lost time, aren't we, now that events are being put on. But of course, ultimately, you've got that in your mind, obviously, to be selected and to get there.
Yeah, with all the horses, they have their own individual plans, and we know this time of year gets busy, so back in the spring we prepare for that, and you know, the preparation, like everything, every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and fingers crossed we've done all we can, and we go out there with a great chance. We've got a really strong, exciting team, so very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a bit like girl power, isn't it, looking at that lineup in terms of some of our best female riders in the UK. But you're no stranger to representing GB, but no doubt you still get that fuzzy feeling, that adrenaline and excitement of kind of representing your country.
It's great to represent your country. It's fantastic for the owners. You know, they, a lot of owners, it's very, very important for them. And it's amazing chatting to the guys that went to Tokyo, how different the Olympics are to our Worlds or Europeans. You know, normal people recognise them now as Olympic athletes, where some of them have done fantastic things at world number one. They've won badminton, they've won Burley, they've won Kentucky, they've won Poe. No one knew who they were. They go to the Olympics, win a team gold medal, and now people are acknowledging them. So, you know, the championships are stepping stones to the Olympics, hopefully, which is very exciting. You know, Paris only 3 years away.
You must be really, really chuffed, though, how things are progressing. Because every time I speak to you, there's more kind of success in the tin, so to speak. You really are making your mark now, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a great team of horses behind me, which is thanks to my owners. You know, cannot do it without them. They're hugely influential and supportive. And also the team at home. Again, you know, I'm here sitting on a horse, trying to look pretty and do it nicely. At home, everyone's grafting away. Like any top sport, it is hard work. And there's so many people that are influential and important to us.